This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here on the radio waves and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live by dialing in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Economics in One Lesson. We've got that book that we've been doing chapter by chapter, talking about the chapters on the air, because there's some important ideas in there, and it's been an interesting discussion. Hopefully we're going to get into Chapter 13 here tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. For those of you just tuning in, we have been discussing some of the controversial advertising that has been surrounding the Super Bowl this year. It's always something we're talking about, and usually it's because some company goes too far in the determination of whatever television network is airing the Super Bowl, which, of course, ends up getting that company even more advertising for their money because news media writes stories about it. Radio shows like ours talk about it. And hopefully conversations get started, especially when the issue is an important one, like immigration, that both Budweiser and a company called 84 Lumber have addressed. We're going to get back into the 84 Lumber ad because we've all watched it. It's a long one. There's the full length ad is like 6 minutes long, and we have watched it here tonight. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, Marcia is on the line listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Go ahead, Marcia.
Yes. Did you know because of the strict immigration in 1939, a Jewish ship, and I think other ships too, a steamliner called the St. Louis, was turned away from coming into this country with 900-some-odd refugees on it?
Yes.
And,
yeah, they refer to that as the Voyage of the Damned.
That's right. That's right.
Boat was actually turned away by numerous countries before being sent back to
Europe. And they were sent back to Europe, where a quarter of them died. But nobody made a big stink over that. I mean, I want to say.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's proof, it's evidence in my book that the U.S. government did not care about Jewish people. You know, had they actually cared about them, they would have let them in and brought them to safety. But instead they turned them away and sent them to their doom. I didn't know only a quarter of the ship died. I figured they would have, done a lot worse than that. But still, it's a horrifying story and just proof that the U.S. government was involved in this war for other reasons that probably had more to do with world power than it did saving Jewish people.
Well, I'm sure. Well, they didn't come in until the end. But can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when you go to the pharmacy or what medical care you have, but I believe all over the country, when you go to the hospital or a doctor or a pharmacy, if you don't speak English, they have translators, I believe, in like 17 languages, German, Russian, Italian, French, Spanish, Farsi. Just to name a few, I mean that they will help you with your health care and translate for you. And I had it printed out, but I threw it away. Hello?
Yeah, we're right here. I'm listening. That's interesting. You're pointing out that these companies are, they're doing their best to accommodate as many people as possible.
I don't think so, because I remember when my mother came to this country, and just because she didn't speak English, and she came in 1923, and she went to school, and she was, just obedient, they pulled her hair out because she spoke broken English and beat her up, and there was no ACLU then. So what did she do? She learned perfect English, my mother, and became the valedictorian of the class.
So wait, you're saying that you don't want people? You're saying you don't want the company, these companies, to speak different languages?
I'm saying learn English. That should be the language of the land.
Until somebody learns English, you think they should be crippled as far as, what they can actually accomplish here?
Yeah, Yes, yes. I don't mean crippled. I don't mean beat up or thrown out.
No, what I mean by is their chances would be diminished because they don't have the ability to speak the language. You don't even want them to be able to get medications easily. I mean, come on. What's wrong with these companies providing services? What's wrong with the company sees it in their best as in their best interest to provide
money? Right.
Yeah. So what's the problem with that? I mean, why is it such a big deal to you?
Well, I
they're
going to
learn it anyway because it makes you.
The
reason why you will learn English, Marcia, is because it benefits you. You know, but you don't need to know every word of English when you first get here. As soon as you're immersed in another language, you're more likely to pick it up. You're more likely to have an interest in doing it.
I don't think so. Where I live now, because I live in Section 8, and the people in the leasing office, well, they have to be Spanish. They have to speak English and Spanish to get hired there because lots of people just speak Spanish. But they don't learn English. They can be in this country forever, and they just don't learn English.
Well, the numbers don't bear out what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Well, there are sects of people that live in Pennsylvania predominantly that don't speak English, and nobody's saying that we should kick out the old order Amish that only speak German.
I didn't say, but the Amish, they don't bother anybody, and I mean, I don't think they're on welfare.
I've never been bothered by a Mexican immigrant.
Well, I'm not.
Have you?
I'm not saying physically. Well, where I live, I don't know who. Well, everybody. I'm not saying. Well, there are. I mean, there are criminals, and
there are criminals who speak English too.
Yes, actually, I think they should put a ban on immigration. Period.
Well, that is a terrible, un-American, anti-freedom idea.
Well,
and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because,
I'm not ashamed. I have one question to ask you. Okay, this is off the topic. Why is everybody so much testosterone flowing with the Super Bowl? I mean, what is it? It's like, are these people related to the players?
I don't know.
This is
who cares? You know what? Your call is so disjointed and confusing. You, in the very, very beginning, sounded like you might have supported immigration, talking about the ship of Jews that was turned away.
That wasn't a terrorist country. These people just wanted to get through. They just wanted to get in.
Mexico's not a terrorist country either.
Yes, they are. The Islamic countries are.
Mexico is not an Islamic country. Mexico is primarily Catholic, as
I
understand it.
I didn't say Mexico.
Well, then you're not listening because you're shouting too loud about how you want to build a wall.
And she was also the one that talked about how the people are speaking Spanish and not English. So you're the one that brought up and referenced Mexicans. Even though you might not have actually said Mexico,
you referenced people speaking... You're twisting my words. I think everybody who comes here
should
speak
clear.
English. And that's what I feel about it.
So send them back to their deaths. Send the ship of Jewish people back to their deaths, because they were speaking German. Yes,
they
you supported
did.
That?
And
you supported turning them back?
People, what?
You supported sending that ship away? Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You either stop immigration.
My grandmother didn't get welfare. My mother did. There was no welfare then.
Most immigrants don't get welfare.
Yes,
you're so misinformed. No, they don't. Thank you for the call. You're so misinformed. You don't even know what you're talking about. You probably never actually sat down and talked to more than zero immigrants.
And that was a very disjointed call that went from, you know, on the one hand, it sounded like she supported we should welcome refugees because the people on the Voyage of the Damned wound up dying. And then she wound up saying that if you don't speak English, then you should be banned from the country because criminals.
Further, she said reject everybody from coming here.
And football. So I think I'm the only person in the studio that actually enjoys watching football.
I've enjoyed watching football. I just don't. I mean, if I'll sit down, I can watch the game and understand what's going on and, like, know who's winning and, you know, 10 yards, first down. I know the rules. I've seen enough football to know it.
And
I just don't pay attention.
You don't have to, you know, be related to the players to enjoy watching a game.
Right. Well, she's a confused woman. Thanks for the call there, Marcia. And interesting that she's also in Section 8 housings. We appear to have a lot of listeners in Section 8 housing in Albuquerque. I wonder if she knows Sarah.
Because they might be neighbors.
Yeah. They're like, they're buddies calling radio shows together or something like that. We'll have to ask, because that's not her first call. We've had Marsha call a couple times now.
Marsha.
So we'll have to we'll see if they know each other. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or maybe they know each other and they don't like each other. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is is Free Talk Live, and as always, you can join us right here, toll-free, live Sunday edition of the program. And yes, we're here in the studio taking your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. Skype username is LRN.FM. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to it because it's a little overwhelming, you're not so sure how to go about doing it? The folks over at HostGator make it easy. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about the site going down. They've also got 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support in case you get stuck. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener with HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we still haven't really gotten into a discussion about 84 Lumber, which has a controversial ad that Fox Television said they would not air on the Super Bowl broadcast, so they had to change it. And we'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome to the phones and the fun. We've got David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl.
Oh, hi. Hey, I've probably mentioned before that I believe that Trump is organized crime. And so when I see his proclamations, his executive orders, the only thing I can really think of is that what he's trying to do is to give organized crime back an income stream. So, for example, if you wanted to sneak across the border in the old days, you would go to organized crime to get a dirty passport. If you wanted to do some smuggling across the border, you'd go to organized crime to get it done. If you wanted to trap somebody into prostitution, you'd find a bunch of people with bad papers, and you'd be able to blackmail them. If you wanted to trap people into committing acts of crime, you could do the same thing.
Well, all of that stuff happened during the Obama and Bush administrations. I mean, what's different?
Oh, it's happened for centuries, actually.
Right, so what's changed?
We were trying to have open borders before 9/11, and a whole bunch of people fell for the official story and didn't believe the reality of what happened on 9/11, and we started.
What did happen on 9/11?
The borders. What's that?
What did happen on 9/11?
Coup. That America got tricked into. Most people never studied enough science, and they believed that a couple of planes would be able to knock down buildings like that. But they didn't know that there were other reasons why people wanted to bring those buildings down. Any number of participants took part in the whole thing. Do you realize that the New York office of the CIA building was destroyed? Or, excuse me, the New York office of the CIA was destroyed that day?
Yeah, I heard there were some government offices in those buildings. I was just, we've heard all the conspiracy theories here, so I was just curious to which you subscribe to.
Security exchange. Out here in San Francisco, I work on energy issues. And we were hot on Enron at that time. And Enron documents got destroyed that day.
Okay.
You know, the Security Exchange Commission also got wiped out. All of the data that went into, the famous ticker tape that you see on the old black and white movies, that's a real thing. And that went into the Security Exchange offices, and every tittle and jot that went into that Security and Exchange building or office got destroyed that day, and all of the Enron documents.
So you're saying it was because of 9/11 that the borders got clamped down on. I mean, the border control existed prior to that, though.
Oh, sure it did, but it wasn't. America had already put together NAFTA, which was designed to be a happy family of Mexico and Canada, United States, Mexico, and Canada. We were going to have free trade. That was why many people...
NAFTA's trade restrictions, not freedom, right?
Well, I'm no supporter of NAFTA. NAFTA. I wasn't okay. then, and I'm not now, but that was the official story.
That well, that's a lie.
That was the mom-and-pop story. The reality was that the borders create the fake economics.
Borders create, they don't create fake economics. They get in the way of real economics, meaning that the economy is not free because the borders are there getting in the way with their restrictions and tariffs that increase the cost of doing business, and that hurts the economy.
Well, I'll tell you what, as libertarians, where do you all stand on the issue of currency exchange? And the very idea of speculating in currency.
Hold on. So currency exchange and speculating in currency are two different things.
Speculating.
They sound like
currency.
Exactly the same thing to me.
Currency exchange is I have a Canadian $5 bill and I need to exchange this for an American $5 bill.
Okay.
That's currency exchange.
All right.
Currency speculation is somebody saying, and this happened with the Iraqi dinar after the fall of Saddam Hussein. There were a bunch of people that said, I'm just going to buy a bunch of Iraqi dinar and hope that it winds up going up in value, mm-hmm. and then I'll be really, 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 really rich. Now, obviously, you have to go to an exchange to wind up being able to convert your
cash out.
U.S. dollars for the Iraqi dinar or whatever currency you have. So you have to use an exchange to be able to invest. But, in and of itself, exchanging currency is not speculating on currency.
I'm just wondering, what's the issue? You asked us, David, how do we feel as libertarians about these issues? What is the issue?
When you go to World War One, you find that currency speculators were really the cause of World War One. That people nowadays we've got instant communication.
I thought it was shooting the prince. Was it Prince Ferdinand?
The Archduke.
The Archduke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was. And when you find out about him, turns out he was really a rogue. He was a guy that used his diplomatic influence to seduce women, to cheat at poker, to cause all sorts of mayhem.
So you're saying that his assassination didn't have anything to do with World War One; that it had to do with currency speculation?
It was the official cause.
How is it that?
The official treaties, there were treaties between various nations.
Uh-huh.
And those treaties were so complicated. There were secret treaties, there were official treaties. And the strangulation of all of those treaties, because this jerk dies, and this guy was a jerk. There was not a single person that liked him. He would use his diplomatic immunity to insult people, to go to parties and cheat people, seduce wives, cheat at poker, steal things. He got away with murder because of diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
And he gets murdered in an assassination. And because this jerk gets murdered, the honor of protecting monarchy comes up with all of these diplomatic arrangements, these treaty arrangements, and officially World War One started, and millions of people died because of the diplomatic strangulation.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Live Sunday edition. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to join the AMP program. You can go over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast, and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Bitcoin right there on the AMP page to get signed up. And it makes a big difference when you do that. So please take a moment and go AMP the show today at amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl. Back to your calls and thoughts here. I do want to get an answer out of David in San Francisco. You were talking about history, World War One. You said that it was currency speculation was the reason for the conflict, not so much the assassination of the Archduke. And you never really got to the point, so I want to give you another chance.
Yeah, appreciate it, because it basically, when all of these treaties started being negotiated, like I say, almost no one in the world liked this guy, Archduke Ferdinand. He was a jerk. The Belgians didn't like him, the French, the Germans, the Hungarians, the Italians. He was a jerk. He made his way around diplomatic circles. He was a mooch and a liar and a thief and every other thing.
So like every other politician. Okay. Well, what's that have to do with currency speculation?
But when you start looking at, you know, if you're going to go from France to Italy to Spain, and you've got to, at that time, this was before the International Monetary Fund, at that time you had to use the current diplomatic status between the franc and the Italian lira. The current diplomatic status between the Italians and the Spanish. And every country had their own exchange rate based upon their own personal politics between each nation. And I'll talk about the International Monetary Fund later, but at that time, every nation was, and this was without electronic communications like we have today, and you had to be a real insider to know what the current state of finance was and current state of political stability was. And when you were a shipper, a person who was, you know, a shipping captain or a shipping agent, you had to know current politics to be able to know whether it was worth it shipping to another nation because the exchange rate might change. Now, if you were to bet on the Italian lira today and then say, well, something bad's going to happen to the Spanish, how about I get in there just when it happens and I'll buy low, sell high with somebody's currency? Well, with the secretiveness and the real insiders, there were a bunch of major financiers of the day, both European and American, who made a practice of speculating in currencies, and they basically created this knot of diplomatic strife, which caused World War One. They basically played one nation against each other. They would praise a nation, they would curse a nation. The same person would see to it, you know, with whisper campaigns or with propaganda campaigns, they would praise a nation and curse a nation week by week, just in order to cause this speculation to come through.
But wouldn't a war damage a country's currency, given that, you know, they're spending a bunch of it on bombs and, you know, things that blow up tanks or whatever?
Oh, sure, and nobody wants a war.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, the manufacturers of arms, sure.
Right.
But the speculators caused it, and there were, I'm trying to think of the name of the, there was a famous individual, he was Count von so-and-so, and he was called the most evil man in the world because he was one of those speculators. And he basically played one nation, you know, week by week. He would praise and curse, praise and curse.
Are you saying, though, that the speculators intended to start conflict, or that was, you know, it went too far and that, you know, went beyond
it's
what their intentions were? David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, unless, and again, I'm not an expert on currency speculation or anything like that. But it would seem that if, you know, the country's going to war, that's going to hurt their currency.
Right.
So anyway, maybe like I said, maybe they weren't intending to meddle that far, and it went beyond their intentions.
Right. And again, he was talking about currencies that the value was not dependent upon a free and open market. The value was dependent upon some central authority saying, sort of like what the president of Venezuela says, our currency is worth 10 Bolivar Fuerte to 1 U.S. dollar.
Arbitrarily set.
Whereas on the open market, it's somewhere around, what, like 2,000, 3,000?
It was 2,800 per Bolivar per dollar the last time we looked, I think. Actually, no, I think it had crossed 3,000 again. It had gone as high as 4,000, dropped down after some manipulation of their money supply, and according to Dollar Today right now, it is 3,323 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Let's go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hello, Tom.
I just got to point out something about the travel ban involving people from those seven countries that Donald Trump, all he's doing is babbling and scribbling. Okay, he's sitting there, and he scribbled an autograph on a document.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not at the airports blocking these people who are walking from the jet to the taxi cab. He's just babbling and scribbling.
Mm-hmm.
It's his goons in Customs and Border Protection that are stopping these people, and they are responsible for their own actions. They chose to sign up. They are free to get a job and work for a living instead. So it's very important to remember, oh, I'm just doing my job. Well, don't do your job, you know? I want to point that out, but I got to ask.
So wait, are you saying that the Border Patrol should ignore Donald Trump's orders and continue to allow people to come in, or are you saying that they should ignore the court and continue to block people?
They should refrain from violating anybody's right to travel from the jet to the taxi cab.
I agree with you there, but you know, it'd be nice if they would just abolish themselves, but that's not going to happen.
And the other point I want to bring up, given what the previous caller said, I want to bring up a little-known fact here about not the First World War, but the Second World War. And it appeared in the Nashua Telegraph on March 28, 1933, on page 9. And it's certain New York banks are getting the jitters over our anti-Nazi demonstrations and boycotts. They claim these will give Germany an excuse to repudiate all her private obligations to this country, and that Dr. Schacht, new head of the Reichsbank, would welcome the opportunity. It's estimated that it would cost four banks $200 million if the Germans simply repudiate. That is, they say they're not going to pay it. They're going to write it off and refuse to recognize that they owe all this money that they are contractually obligated to pay. And that this is what put a damper on the United States government response to the anti-Jewish actions of Hitler and his goons. Okay, it's a small article, but if you people around the country dig out, pull up on microfilm their local newspaper, 28 March 1933, they'll probably find it because it is an Associated Press story, and say, aha, the United States bureaucrats were probably putting a damper on their the protest against anti-Jewish actions because they didn't want the banks to lose a lot of money.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue, we got enough time for you. If you want to get in here, you can do that now. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about history or the back into the conversation about controversial football advertising, we didn't yet talk about this 84 Lumber ad that is was so controversial. Fox refused to air it as it was originally submitted. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And some other interesting stuff. So I look forward to talking about that next week.
Next week, we'll do that. Of course, we still got time for you, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl in the studio here tonight on Super Bowl Sunday as the New England Patriots coming back a little bit. Apparently, they just picked up another touchdown. Current score, 28-20?
28-20, and I'm hitting refresh. There are 4 minutes and 47 seconds left in the game.
It's going to be a close one. So anyway, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Jimmy. He's in Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, that's a voice I haven't heard in a long time.
I've not heard this voice in a long time.
Yeah, well, I was in jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Well, we don't have a long time, but can you give us the compressed version?
Yeah, it was an accidental dog lobotomy. And
okay, how was that an accident? What happened?
Well, I got arrested because I was running an illegal animal, A, B, and C, which means it's an acupuncture brothel and chiropractic. And
okay, hold on. Let me see if I can clarify something. It was an animal acupuncture brothel and chiropractic. Does that mean that the animals were the customers or the animals were providing the services? Or both?
Hopefully both. Hopefully it was both and only two other animals.
My legal representative told me not to discuss it, really, like to go over the details.
All right, fair enough. So what happened at this ABC?
Well, this guy brought in a chihuahua, and he wanted some acupuncture done.
Mm-hmm.
Said that chihuahua was acting up and needed to relax a little bit. And he thought acupuncture would do it, but, well, I had that dog on the table, and it kept twitching and moving, and I accidentally lobotomized it, and he's dumber than a rum box of rocks right now. And so they said it was animal cruelty, and they arrested me. It's horrible.
Now, when was this? How long ago was that?
Oh, about a year ago.
And you went to jail. Did you take a plea deal? What happened with the court scene?
Yeah, I took a plea. It was a family operation. You know, Milford, she was taking the money. Jar Jar Jr. was doing security. And so
what were the charges? Jr. What were the charges that they hit you with?
Cruelty to an animal.
Okay.
Is that a misdemeanor there or felony?
He's a special needs animal now.
Special needs animal.
Yeah.
And so does this chihuahua have a seeing eye dog?
He might. He probably does.
So you went to, did you go to jail on the plea deal or did they just give you a suspended sentence?
Yeah, he said he was in jail.
I just got out.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now,
I'm planning on making a lot of calls here soon. So
about what?
I got lots of things to talk about.
You want to call us? Okay, I got you. All right, well, yeah, it's always good to have you. You always brought a little bit of comic relief to the show, whether that was intended or not. Now, which were you in Sheriff Joe's jail, or what part of Arizona?
Yeah, Sheriff Joe or Arpaio. I also got in trouble for soliciting sex to Joe Arpaio. It's been a kind of a bad couple of years, you know.
I guess so. Yeah, he's probably the kind of guy that doesn't want that on the outs. I mean, maybe he would go for it, but you know, he probably just doesn't want that people to know about that kind of thing.
Yeah, probably not. You know. Yeah. Well, I want to say I miss y'all. And,
thanks, Jimmy.
I'll be calling again.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's Jimmy from Arizona. The good one. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. Hello, David.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Joe R. Piehole.
Okay, I've never heard that one. That's a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah, he made that one up a while ago. By the sounds of Jimmy, I would say he's from Cornville, Arizona, if anybody has been there.
Nope. I'll try not
suburb
to go.
Of Good plan.
All right, what you got?
I almost forgot, but one thing I remember is that you're talking about 1939. My grandfather shipped my father out of Nazi Germany in 1939, and couldn't get into the U.S. Had to go to South America for about 16 years before they could get into the States. And let's see, so I'll take your notes. Let's see. Oh, you're talking about New Mexico Section 8. Yeah, you're probably well aware that New Mexico is, if not the poorest state in the union, every year, it's in the bottom couple.
It's in the bottom five. We actually looked into that recently. Somebody else had called, and I think Mississippi was at the very bottom of that list.
Sounds right.
But it was, I think, definitely in the bottom five.
New Mexico battles Mississippi every year for the bottom of everything. And just to give you one stat on money, for instance, the revenue that New Mexico needs in order to operate, to keep its government, everything that the government does, you know, Section 8 and everything else, notwithstanding the federal funds, one-third of their revenue comes from the extractive industries, meaning, you know, oil and gas and stuff like that. If oil and gas wasn't there, New Mexico would be short, 33 1/3% of its revenue, meaning that the industries in New Mexico, the business in New Mexico, doesn't even produce enough to pay for the government by only 2/3 of it. And then let's also remember that New Mexico, most states don't have any national labs. New Mexico has two of them, and military bases are pretty much equally scattered because it's by intent that way. You know, federal legislators bring home the pork. Mm. So they want their equal share of military spending in their state. And we have three Air Force bases here. So if you got rid of the two national labs, and that's Sandia and Los Alamos, not the one that's named after my cousin, not Lawrence Livermore, but Sandia and Los Alamos. If you got rid of those two and you got rid of the three Air Force bases and you got rid of the extractive industries, you'd be down to, like, the New Mexico would produce an income probably about half.
Can always sell some sand from the desert. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Charles in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Charles. You're listening, by the way, in Charleston, to WTMA. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Lucy in Charleston. I want to clear that up about the St. Louis, the ship that went to Cuba and then New York with the Jews aboard. That was in 1938. Nobody thought that a world war was coming except Churchill, and he wasn't even in power. He wasn't elected until May of 1940. The Second World War did not
begin. Does that mean it's okay to turn those people away?
1939.
Are you suggesting that because it was only 1938 that meant it was okay to turn those people away?
I'm just trying to clear up the facts.
Okay.
I know that 1938 and 1933 were the worst years of the Depression, and we had like 25% unemployment. So there were other reasons, too. And also, there's something else.
Well, for all you know, that could have been a ship full of entrepreneurs who would have
had been told about the Germans in the First World War, that people didn't believe stuff about Germany and Hitler during that time.
Mm-hmm.
In that 1936 Olympics, my great uncle went. He was Secretary of Commerce. Everything looked wonderful. All the Anti-Semitic signs were taken down.
Yeah, they didn't know about the...
All the Jews only were removed.
Right.
It looked like a perfect democracy.
They didn't know about the way Jews were being treated really until much later. Yeah, you're right about that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 84 Lumber. Just want to get a couple comments in briefly here. I thought it was a good ad. It was interesting. They followed along with these two immigrants as they arrive at a wall. There's a guy on the other side. Then there's this big door that's in the wall.
A big wooden door.
Kind of went in a direction I didn't really expect it to. Maybe we can talk a little further about it tomorrow night. It has been Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Check out more Daryl at his website, libertylobby.info. Some fresh videos going up on the Freaking YouTube channel this weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone. Office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.